Hi, I'm here in Hanover, Germany at the SABIT with Shola from the product management team of Internet Explorer. Shola, what are you doing here at the SABIT?
Thank you very much, first of all. Today we are announcing Windows Internet Explorer 8 Beta 1 for developers. What we are actually asking people to do is to download Windows Internet Explorer 8 Beta 1 and play with it. We want you to use it, see how it works with your sites, and give us feedback.
Okay, and you're here today to do a session about Internet Explorer 8?
Absolutely. Today we are going to be talking about the three big pillars of Internet Explorer 8. We'll be talking about interoperability. We're talking about developer tools, as well as reaching beyond the page, where we'll be talking about two new features with Internet Explorer 8, activities and web slices.
Okay, why don't you fill me in on some of these new features? Web slices, for example, what is that?
Web slice is a very new technology in Windows Internet Explorer 8. And what it is, for example, say you're on eBay and you're trying to buy a product through an auction. You can still continue to use the browser doing other things while keeping an eye on the activity that's going on and the product that you're bidding on. And also, for example, my favorite is Facebook. I have a lot of my friends on Facebook. They're updating their status, and I can just look on Facebook and see what they're doing. So this is a cool feature of Web Slice. It's built right into the Chrome of the browser that you can see what's going on another site without having to change what you're doing, really.
Okay, what other features are worth mentioning right now?
A lot of features are worth mentioning, but I'd like to talk especially about the new developer tool. And what this is for our developers, if you're trying to look at ways to make your website work with IE8, you can actually debug HTML, debug CSS, and also debug your JavaScript in real time. So what this is built into the product without having to go to a separate development environment like Visual Studio. You can actually see what's going on with your document object model and make changes to it and make sure that your pages work once and they work perfectly.
Okay, we'll take a look at that in a second. But first of all, I want another question. So IE8, is the look and feel going to be much different than IE7?
At this point, we're concentrated on the platform's story. So, like I said, IE8 Beta 1 is for developers. And we want developers to make sure that their page work with IE8. We're publishing a new string for IE8, for example, user agent string. And we want you to make sure your old pages work and that new pages that you're going to build also work well with IE8 as well.
Okay, so most of the stuff then is going on behind the scene and the normal end user won't see much different.
Actually, there's one major difference you're going to see right away and we want you to notice. There's a button right in the Chrome that says Emulate IE7. And what this is because Internet Explorer 8 is standard compliant, if you are using certain pages and they're not displaying correctly and you want it to default back to IE7 behavior, you click on this button once and you shut down IE, restart IE, and now it's working as if it's an IE7 browser. And I can show you that as well.
What are some of the new security features in IE8?
Currently, the product is, like I said, developer-focused. But one thing that you will notice, for example, once you get IE8, and please go download it, is the URL. You will see that the domain that you are on is actually bold and it's highlighted in the URL. This is what we call domain highlighting. What this is for most people that do phishing exploits, they pretend to be a different domain than they really are. And with this new technology, you will know each and every time which domain you are on exactly. So in a lot of ways, we hope will prevent a lot of phishing activities on the web. Another key features I want to talk about is what we call automatic crash recovery. So if you in IE8, if something happened on a page that causes a tab or a page to crash, IE8 would automatically recover itself in the background. And this is a very good feature, if I may say so.
Yes. Where can people download then the beta of IE8?
Currently, we have it in English only, and very soon we hope to come up with the German and the Hebrew versions of IE8. And you can go download it at www.microsoft.com/IE/IE8. So what I'm going to show here is the fact that out of the box, IE8 is standard compliant. And what we're doing right now is taking the ASI2 test, real code, no fake. It's working today. Please go and download it and test this out yourself. Voila. Even with the flashing blue nose, we'll pass ASI2 test. Again, I talked about the emulate IE7 button. So I'm going to do that, click on that right now. So this is this button in this corner. And now this browser will start to behave like IE7. So it's asking me to close the browser, which I'm going to do. And when you come back up, now this page is behaving as an IE7 page. Let's try and take the ASI2 test again to see if this would work. Oops, sorry. Remember, we are now an IE7 emulation device, and see what you get. Not as good. However, most of your pages that you're used to and you know, work today well with IE7 will work as well in once you're in IE7 emulation mode. Another feature that we mentioned earlier that I want to talk about is the developer toolbar. So you could click on this, or function F12 is another way that you can get there. And what you're seeing is a developer toolbar that's showing you the page I'm on right now, the HTML of the page, the CSS, and the scripts that are on the page. And you can debug this in real time. So you can look at the HTML code. Most developers are familiar with the head and the body. You can also look at the CSS. And here you can see both the styles, the layout, and you can, you know, trace the style to see if there's something wrong, where is that coming from. Same thing with CSS. You can look at the various CSS that you're using on the page. And finally, you can look at the script. This is a page with, you know, very little script, but you get the idea. You can go down here and look at the script for the page you're working on, and you can start to debug. Another thing I want to show you is there's actually three modes in IE8. There's the Quirks, which is for old Internet Explorer 5 or 6, for example, and the Strict, which is what we are in right now, working as Internet Explorer 7, and the Default, which is our standard mode in Internet Explorer 8. So I can click to standard mode, and you see this same page in standard mode now. It's real time. It's not displaying very well. Let's go back to Developer Tool. And I would go back into strict IE7 mode. And if we look at the same page, real time, it's now displaying correctly. So developers can use, please play with it, you know, give us feedback. IE blog is a good way to give us big feedback. We have forums. So go download IE8 and play with it. We hope to hear back from you. Thank you very much.